Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the Women's Initiative of the OU. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and I will be learning with you the Mizmorim composed by Asaf. Asaf composed a total of 12 Mizmorim. The first was Mizmor Nun. This Mizmor, Ayin Zayin, is the sixth, and he will continue speaking through Mizmor Pei Gimel. The Mizmor begins, Lamnatzeach al Yedutun la Asaf Mizmor, to the conductor, on or about Yedutun, to Asaf a Mizmor. Yedutun is the name of one of the families of Leviim mentioned in conjunction with Asaf and Heman. Could this mizmor be about him? The preposition says al, which could mean about. But could it also mean on, in which case it would suggest a musical instrument? Maybe it was a musical instrument associated with the family of Yedutun. Yedutun, according to the Yalkut Shimoni, is a contraction of two words, datot, religion, and dinim, laws. God is warning Bnei Israel about the areas that they are violating. And when Bnei Israel learn this, they turn to God and cry out. It sets the tone for the first part of the Mizmor, which is a lament as a result of a crisis. The first part of the Mizmor is written in the first person. The narrator is describing what happens when he cries out to God. Koli el Elokim ve'etzaka, my voice, my prayer, are directed towards God and I cry out to him. Koli el Elokim va'azin elai. My voice is directed towards God, and I hope that he will listen to me. The word kol, voice, is repeated twice. This is an ongoing cry, repeated time after time. I hope that God will listen to me, since it concerns his honor. B'yom tzarati adoshema darashti. In the day of my trouble, I sought God. Does this day refer to a time in the past when I turned to God? Or is the implication that it is now nighttime, and I have been seeking God all day, and in continuing to pray into the night. Both are possible. Yadi laila nigra velo tafug, me'ana hinachem nafshi. At night, my hand is dripping sweat. My soul refuses to be comforted. I cry and am upset, and I cannot calm down. Why the inability to be comforted? Perhaps because there is no end in sight. Yalkut Shimoni compares this to a child who is about to receive 10 lashes. After each lash, the parent counts down. You have 9 left. Now there are only 8 more. There is some degree of comfort in knowing how many more lashes one has to endure. But here, in this crisis, there is no end in sight. The pain seems endless, and we are not comforted. Eskara Elokim ve'ehemaya, asicha v'titatef ruchi sela. I call God to mind, and I moan. I speak, and my spirit faints. Selah. In my time of sorrow, I remember God and how I used to turn to him, but now God is concealing his face from me. I turn to God and cry out in pain and agony. I remember a time when he was close to me and I yearn for him. I turn to him in sicha, a form of tefillah. My spirit weakens from my longing. In the next pasuk, the narrator is turning to God to speak to him directly. Achasta shmurot einai, nif'amti v'lo adaber. You hold fast to my eyelids. I am troubled, but I cannot speak. As I continue to speak and get so weary, I begin to fall asleep. You, Hashem, held on to my eyelids so I stay awake. My thoughts are so troubled that my heart is racing. What is bothering me so much? Chishavti yamim mikedem, shnot olamim. I ponder the days of yore, the years long gone, presumably when God did miracles. At night, I remember the song I played. To my own heart I speak, and my spirit inquires. Let's address the last two psukim together. Are there specific events that are being recalled? Specific miracles? The Yalkut Shimoni will focus on two terms, Mikedem and Laila, to suggest some options. Mikedem translates as before, and the meaning of the pasuk was, I pondered the days of yore, of before. But Mikedem also means from the east, because when a person orients himself every morning, the sun is in front of him. So if we use Mikedem in place of a proper noun, it could refer to Avraham who came from the east. Thus, Asaf would be recalling Avraham and what Hashem has done for him. This idea is continued in Pasuk Zion, where Asaf is recalling events that happened in the night, in the Laila. We once again have Avraham, who fought the battle of the 5 kings versus the 4 kings in the middle of the night. The Midrash also references Yitziat Mitzrayim, which took place at night, and the Shofet Gideon, who got up in the middle of the night to fight the battle against Midian. and Sancheriv, whose attack on Yerushalayim was stopped in the middle of the night. Recalling some of the past occasions where God answered prayers in the middle of the night prompts Asaf to ask a series of questions in the next three psukim. Ha'olamim yiznach ad Hashem v'lo yosif lirtzot od, will God, our Master, forever abandon us and never look on us with favor again? Ha'afes lanetzach chasto gamar omer l'dor v'dor, is his kindness gone for all time, his word done for time without end? Hashachachanot kel im kafatz be'af rachamav selah, has God forgotten to show grace? Has he, in anger, closed off his compassion? The Midrash sees these questions in two ways. The first, for how long, God, will you be angry and no longer show favor? But God would also calm down those who are angry at our behaviors. So when Eliyahu complained to God about our behavior, Hashem sent Eliyahu on a journey to appoint another Navi. And God would also calm down Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe got upset at how we behaved. Those three psukim share many words in common with the Yud Gimel Midot, the 13 attributes of God that were invoked when Hashem forgave us for the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. Words like Chaloti, which echo Vayechal Moshe, and Moshe pleaded on our behalf. Words like Chanot, which has at its root Chen, kindness, grace. Words like Rachamav or Rachamim, mercy. Words like Kafatz Be'av, jumps to anger, which recall that God is usually erechapaim, slow to anger. The parallel to the Yud Gimel Midot transition the Mizmor from the first part, which was a lament, a kina, to the second part, full of praise. Asaf continues to remember past events of God, but gone is the regret and the pain and the suffering that Hashem seems so distant. In its place are feelings of gratitude and recognition for all that Hashem has done. Va'omar chalotihi shnot yamin elyon. Usually I translate the pasuk and then offer an explanation, but here there is one word that can be translated in two ways, which completely changes how to understand the verse. Type number one, and I said my thoughts terrified me. I had a machala, a sickness, because I thought that the right hand of God has changed. There has been a change, a shinui, from the root shinot, and now the right hand, the symbol of strength, has been removed and withdrawn, and I am left without this protection. This would keep the pasuk as part of the first section, the lament. But the word chaloti can come from the root of tefillah, as was used by Moshe in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. Using this definition, the pasuk would read, after all of my earlier complaints, meaning the first part of the mizmor, I now pray that the right hand of God should be raised shenit, a second time, to help me. Either way, we understand Pasuk Yud Aleph. The next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Bet, certainly connotes praise. Eskor ma'aleleka ki eskera mikedem pila'echa. I call to mind the acts of God when I recall your wonders of old. V'hagiti b'chol pa'alecha uva'alilotecha asicha. I recite all your works. Your acts I rehearse. Elokim bakodesh darkecha, mikel gadol ke Elokim. God, your way is in holiness. Who is a great God like Hashem? From here until the end of the Mizmor, Asaf is recounting the wonders of God in Egypt and Yamsuf, addressing Elokim and proclaiming, you act in holiness. Your acts are uplifted. Who is as great as you? With the understood answer, no one. Atahakel osef fele, Hodata ba'amim uzecha, you are the God of working wonders. You made known among people your strength, your tiferet. How have you shown your strength to the world? The next pasuk tells us that. Ga'alta bizroa amecha b'nei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. You redeemed with your arm your people, the children of Yaakov and Yosef, Sela. You redeemed your nation with your strength, Zroa, redeeming the sons of Yaakov and Yosef. Why is Yosef mentioned in parallel to Yaakov? Usually we would see the term Yisrael, which is also Yaakov's name. Perhaps this mizmor was recited in a gathering of many tribes of many Shvatim who were connected to Yosef, and that is why Yosef is mentioned. That is what Amos Chacham of the Dat Mikra series suggests. Another possibility is that Yosef is mentioned since on one level we are all sons of Yosef who sustained us in Egypt. Ra'ucha ma'im Elokim, ra'ucha ma'im, yayilu af yirgizu tehomot. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you, they trembled. The depths themselves shuddered. Here we have a reference to Kriyat Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea, where waters, maybe of the whole world, split, and the deep waters were angry and trembled. Zormu ma'im avot, kol natnu shechakim, af chatatzecha yitalachu. The clouds streamed water, the skies sounded with thunder, your bolts, too, flew about. The clouds released water because of the revelation of Kavod Hashem, the glory of God. The heavens gave voice, thunder, maybe, since Shemaim can be clouds, and they also gave forth lightning. Kol ra'amcha bagalgal, he'iruv rakim tevel, ragza v'tirash ha'aretz. Your thunder sound under the wheel, lightning lit up the world. The earth shuddered and shook. More description of the previous pasuk of the thunder and lightning and trembling of the land. Bayam darkecha ushvilcha v'maim rabim v'kvotecha lo nodau. In the sea was your way, and your path in the mighty waters, and your footsteps left no traces. You carved a path in the sea to bring Bnei Israel after the fact the water returned to how it was. There was no trace of what you had done. Nachita katzon amecha biyad Moshe ve'Aaron. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moshe and Aaron. What is the larger story for this mizmor? Dr. Benny Gesundheit, who has put together a series, Reading Sefer Tehillim as a Sefer, as a book, an approach to Sefer Tehillim that looks at structure and intertextuality of the mizmor, offers the following outline for this mizmor. Asaph is encountering a crisis in the first part of the mizmor. The crisis strikes some internal chords, and he hears music, an inner music that draws Asaph into a contemplative mood. As Asaph reflects and meditates all that is happening, he realizes the following: I don't want to focus only on the bad. I also need to focus on the good. So even though I ask the question of, has God abandoned us, I'm able to acknowledge and to see, no, he has not. The mizmor that began as a lament now shifts in tone and perspective, and it is a song of praise. There is no one like Hashem. He was with us in the past. He continues to guide us now. Asaph's voice, his call that sang in the beginning, finds a parallel in the response by God through the voices of nature, the boom of the thunder in the heavens, the crushing of the waves in the sea. This mizmor, according to Dr. Gesundheit, is part of a continuum of Asaph who helps us to understand how David HaMelech viewed history and how we should apply those lessons to our lives. In particular, it is the first of three mizmorim that have as their theme that Bnei Israel are the sheep of Hashem, our ultimate shepherd. Mizmor Ayin Zayin focuses on the time of Moshe, Mizmor Ayin Chet on the time of David HaMelech, and Mizmor Ayin Tet after the Chorban. For me, an important takeaway is to remember that Hashem is helping us in good times and in bad. And if we think of the footsteps mentioned earlier in the mizmor, we can think of the story of a man who is walking through the sand and looks behind him and always sees two sets of footsteps behind him, except in times of bad, and then he only sees one. And we ask Hashem, what has happened? Where have you gone? Why am I only seeing one set of footsteps when times are bad? Hashem replies, you've got it wrong. The one set of footsteps are mine, and I've been carrying you through the hard times. If all we do is complain, our life will be one lament after another, and we're only going to see the one set of footsteps behind us in the sand. But if we reflect honestly, perhaps we can shift our lament to praise, and we can acknowledge that those one set of footsteps were those of Hashem helping us get from one trouble to the next. Thank you for studying together the Ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Zvi Yosef.